likely to enjoy color all season long. Skip the fertilizer. Limited in space, even a container will do. Pinch for best results. With Cosmos, the more you harvest, the more they bloom. Snip regularly, cutting Cosmos as the buds first begin to open. Cosmos are excellent in arrangements as focal flowers or in a supporting row. Pair with mint and roses for a dynamite mason jar bouquet. Arrange with different varieties of Cosmos for a centerpiece that dazzles. Their optimal vase life is 5 to 7 days. Flower food or a pinch of sugar will help to extend vase life. Cosmos also make for excellent dried flowers, such as pressed art, potpourri, or for some added interest in a bouquet. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa, or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening, Texas Master Gardeners. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Earthworm castings are rich in organic matter, nutrients. By Jeanette Castagnon. Vermicomposting is using earthworms to decompose organic materials. The benefit of using this technique is to produce a very rich soil amendment and natural organic fertilizer called worm castings. Castings are a natural byproduct of earthworms and are rich in organic matter and nutrients for plants. When added to normal soils in gardens or lawns, they will provide the same kinds of benefits as other bulky organic fertilizers. The nutrient value of the casts will be dependent upon what organic materials are being fed to the worms. Generally, the casts should be roughly equivalent to a compost prepared from the same organic materials, less what was removed within the worms harvested. Castings today are not commonly used as fertilizer by large commercial plant growers because their cost is relatively high compared to other fertilizers containing the same or greater amounts of nutrients. However, castings are used by some organic gardeners and are sold commercially in a few nurseries as a solid amendment or planting medium for ornamental plants grown in baskets or flower pots. The worms and bedding should be contained in a small box or bin, approximately 1 foot high, 2 feet deep, and 3 feet wide, so you'll need that much space. Temperatures of about 60 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit are ideal, but the worms will tolerate temperatures from 40 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. You'll want the location convenient to your kitchen to make disposal quick and easy. Even though a properly maintained bin is odorless, most would rather not have a box of worms inside their house. Most people prefer a basement or garage location. Commonly available sources of suitable bedding for your worm bin are shredded newspaper, cardboard, or computer printout paper. Knowing someone in an office with a paper shredder is helpful, but you can easily shred your own paper. With newspaper, use only the regular black and white sections, not the color sections, as dyes may be toxic to worms. Tear the paper along the center fold, then keep tearing in parallel strips of about 1 inch in width. You'll need about 10 pounds for an average-sized bin. Put the shredded newspaper in the bin. Add a gallon of garden soil. The worms need the grit to aid their digestion, and 4 gallons of water to provide sufficient moisture. The bedding material should be moist, but not soggy. Prepare moistened bedding at least 2 days prior to adding worms, as it may heat initially and harm the worms. Earthworm beds should be harvested on a regular basis to ensure maximum worm production and minimum disturbance of beds. Regular harvesting, usually every 30 to 45 days, thins out the population, allowing remaining worms more feed and keeps bedding loose and porous so the worms can move about more easily. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland. Email Jeanette, Jeannette, dot Castagnon, Castanon, at ag.tamu.edu, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening, Jeanette Castagnon. Castagnon is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at jeanette.castagnon@ag.tamu.edu. Pets of the Week. Stella, a 3-month-old female cat, needs to be adopted into a good home. Stella is a calico cat, black, white, and yellow. Kia, a 1-year-old male heeler mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. Kia is black and white. To adopt Stella or Kia or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane. Call 381-5503. Visit www.odessahumanesociety.org or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $50. Hello, this is Kay reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, January 30th, 2021. Better Business Bureau. Consumers have tools to combat scam calls. Scam calls have been a growing problem in recent years, but they're not just annoying, they're dangerous. According to data from BBB Scam Tracker and the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, scammers used phones to reach their targets more than any other method of contact. While most people ignored these calls, those who fell victim lost an average of $1,000. In 2020, more than 2,000 Texans reported scam calls to BBB. Robocalls, recorded messages sent by scammers using computerized auto dialers, have become a common problem. These recordings claim to be from a variety of sources, such as government agencies or political organizations. The call might ask you to disclose your social security number, financial information, or other personal identifiers. Some robocalls, like informational messages from your doctor's office or pharmacy, are legal, but you should still be diligent in the fight against scam calls. Remember these tips from your Better Business Bureau before picking up the phone. Hang up. The best way to avoid scam calls is to refrain from answering unknown numbers. If you do answer a robocall, hang up immediately. The message may direct you to enter a number to speak to a representative or be removed from the call list, but interacting with the call only shows the scammer your number is active. Don't trust caller ID. Caller ID can be spoofed to suggest the call is coming from businesses, government agencies, or even your friends or family. Although a number may appear familiar, Answer cautiously or let the call go to voicemail. If it is important, the caller will leave a message. Block and report. If an unwanted caller is contacting you, block the number and add your phone number to the National Do Not Call Registry at donotcall.gov. You can also report the number to the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, FTC, BBB Scam Tracker, and the Attorney General's Office. For more tips on avoiding scam calls, visit us at bbb.org. To report scam calls, visit the Federal Trade Commission at ftc.gov, the Federal Communications Commission at fcc.gov, BBB Scam Tracker at bbb.org/scam tracker, the Texas Attorney General's Office at texasattorneygeneral.gov. Heather Massey is the Senior Regional Director for the Permian Basin Office of Better Business Bureau. She can be reached at hmassey@permianbasin.bbb.org.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reported Telegram for Saturday, January 30, 2021. Declare 2021 as your year. Make it the best you can. Melanie Nicholas, columnist. I am sure you have heard some of the jokes by now, the ones advising you to make like Elmer Fudd and be very, very quiet upon entering this new year. Shh, the memes advise. We don't want to make 2021 mad. But as any of you that have actually met me in person know, being quiet is just so not my thing. I have been as quiet as I know how to be for almost a year now. I miss my life. My kids miss theirs, too. But I still want to be around to see my children grow up, so I'm trying my best to live responsibly and protect myself. We canceled our New Year's Eve party plans and hit the pause button on our annual New Year's Day barbecue as well. That one hurt. We invite our whole neighborhood and Sunday school over, and our family and friends. My husband smokes a whole lot of meat, and we play old outlaw country music from our childhoods. We have Bloody Marys and plenty of Lone Star on Ice. Our house and yard fill with people we love, and hordes of kids play games and have Nerf battles and make my dogs nervous wrecks. And we love every minute of it. But this year, my little familia celebrated New Year's Eve quietly together with games and ice cream. My son was despondent by 1 a.m. Sitting in the dark living room, illuminated by the Christmas tree, he said, I just feel like we are the last people in the world. Oh, sweetest boy, I understand. I am so tired of asking you to be resilient. I am tired of telling you no, tired of being scared, tired of pretending that everything is fine. 2020 will be the year we lived less. But now, I'm over that. We made a plan to reset our perspective on the new year and decided to have a second family New Year's Eve party. We would have fajitas and tamales and smother everything in queso. Queso truly is a balm for the soul. He and his sister could even have a Dr. Pepper. But we weren't done with our plan. We would pull out all the stops. We would watch the best Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard with Bruce Willis. Now before you write roast me on the internet, I know, not everyone considers Die Hard a Christmas movie. They are wrong. We had a blast. And then we were on a roll, folks. The next day, I let him have a friend over to spend the night. I even eschewed green vegetables and served chicken nuggets. We were living on the edge, people, the edge of insanity. And I know it was so because I let them stay up until 2 a.m. playing video games. As I lay in bed, listening to them laugh with each other, I couldn't help but wonder what this little slice of normalcy could herald for us in the new year. Now, I stopped making New Year's resolutions a few years ago because my lack of self-discipline, coupled with my surplus of self-awareness, always makes me feel crummy by March. But maybe this year, 2021, could be different. This is our chance to say goodbye to a year that for many has been less than wonderful. I recognize that we are not off to a perfect start. Many of us are experiencing COVID fatigue. Many remain out of work. More than 350,000 have died after contracting COVID, and many still remain hospitalized or sick at home. But January also brings us our chance to see a light ahead. More than 9 million Americans have recovered from COVID, and many of our healthcare workers have received their first dose of the COVID vaccine. Social distancing and masks are working. We just need to stay the course. I learned a few things in 2021. I learned that connection is really important, even to children. I learned that it's okay to say I need a do-over. And I learned to see that my time on this earth is finite and so very precious. Forget being quiet in 2021. This year, let's embrace that light, our light, and resolve to make 2020 a distant memory. We have 365 chances to choose new, to choose grace and kindness. That's 365 opportunities to choose boldness and the lives we really want to live. So don't pay attention to the memes, the naysayers, the fearful. Declare 2021 as your year. Make it the best year you can. Resolve to live your life and love your people no matter the unknowns. This truly can be a new year. Melanie Maxey Nicholas loves babies and dogs, books and old country music. She and the Hubs have two children, Parks-a-Lot, 12, and Bodacious, 9. You can follow her amazing adventures fighting grime and insecurity on Facebook, Instagram, and at melanienicholas.com.
Hello, this is Michael reading from the Odessa American, published Sunday, January 31st, 2021. Fiancé leaving for work drives to a tryst instead. Dear Abby, I am a 59-year-old woman who is engaged to a 46-year-old woman. She told me she was going to leave for work on Friday, but I found out she was actually going on a vacation. She was pretending to go to work, but driving to Georgia to meet a married man she met on a dating site instead. We live in New Jersey, and it's a 13-hour drive. I found her phone the day before and deleted all his info, but she still drove down there to meet him. I am devastated and crushed. Any help or suggestions? I wish people who do this stuff could be tattooed on the forehead to warn other good people. Hurt in New Jersey. Dear Hurt, I sympathize with your pain, which I am sure is considerable. I do have some advice, which I hope you will heed. Please realize that finding her phone before her departure was a gift to you from above. Thank your higher power that you now understand exactly who this woman is and didn't marry her. The time has come to move forward resolutely. There are better days and better women ahead. I say this with certainty because you can't do worse than this one. Dear Abby, I reached out recently to the daughter of a cousin who had just passed away. I offered condolences and a picture of her great-grandfather, who was my grandfather. I also shared some warm memories of her dad, my cousin. She shot back with some seriously negative information about her dad's dad, my uncle. It really shook me. I didn't want to know that information. I barely knew my uncle. But my memories of the family all involved happy times together. What she said shocked and saddened me. I wish I didn't know. I think people should speak well of those who are gone or say nothing. Don't you? Dear Unpleasant, most people tend to omit the unpleasant details when talking about someone who has passed on, but I do not think there are any hard and fast rules. I'm sorry you were upset about the dose of truth you received in exchange for your warm memories. But understand, I have read obituaries and listened to eulogies that were so sanitized I didn't recognize who was being discussed. Perhaps there is a happy medium. Dear Abby, I'm a 13-year-old with an addiction to screens. I sometimes pull overnighters on my phone. I'm starting to realize my limits. Sometimes I cannot trust myself with my actions, and I think I may need help. Do you have any advice? Seeing the light in Maryland. Dear Seeing, it takes a brave person to admit they have a problem and be proactive in accepting that it may be something they can't solve on their own. I congratulate you for admitting it. You are not the only teen with this issue. Many people your age and older struggle with it too. Your next step should be to talk to your parents about your concerns and ask for help in breaking your screen addiction. This can sometimes involve more than going cold turkey, and they may need to seek a referral from your doctor. San Angelo Standard Times, published Monday, February 1st, 2021. Hints from Heloise. Dear readers, today's sound-off is about the high cost of living for seniors. Dear Heloise, why won't cities give seniors a better break on property taxes? Why can't we have some kind of discount on utilities? I've been living in my little home for over 40 years, but my property taxes will probably make that impossible in the next 8 to 10 years. Seniors need a break on utility bills as well. It just seems as if we worked all our lives only to lose everything to taxes and social programs that don't benefit us. Yes, we get Social Security, but that was our money given to the government for our retirement. For all too many elderly people, that monthly check is barely enough to live on. I resent it when it's referred to as an entitlement program. Does that mean I'm entitled to get my money back? Sylvia B., Los Angeles. Send a great hint to Heloise, P.O. Box 795001, San Antonio, Texas 78275-5001, or fax 1210 Heloise. Dear readers, here are uses for old muffin tins. Fill with water, freeze, and use in large punch bowls. Turn over to hold taco shells for filling. Use to mix different paint colors if watercolor painting is your hobby. Heloise. Dear Heloise, my husband and I just got married over the holidays in a small ceremony, and now we have the task of combining two households and two incomes. We're in our mid to late 30s and have decided not to have children. We sat down and figured out that our combined incomes were substantial, so this is what we decided. We'll live on my husband's income and bank mine. At the end of each year, one-third will go into investments for our retirement. One-third will go into an account for the house we decide to build in the future, when we know where we'll live. The last one-third is for a nice vacation. We'll alternate with my husband picking one place this year, and I'll pick the following year. I think having some kind of idea about what you want reduces the numbers of fights over money. Gina and Chad L., York, Pennsylvania. Contact Heloise at heloise@heloise.com or P.O. Box 795001, San Antonio, Texas 78279-5000.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
Watering schedule. The City of Midland has adjusted the lawn and landscaping watering schedule, which will allow residents to water 4 days a week instead of two. Even numbered addresses can water on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and odd-numbered addresses can water on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Now airing on the Noon Book Hour, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou. Her debut memoir captures the longing of lonely children, the brute insult of bigotry, and the wonder of words that can make the world right. Sent by their mother to live with their devout, self-sufficient grandmother in a small southern town, Maya and her brother Bailey endure the ache of abandonment and prejudice. At 8 years old and back at her mother's side in St. Louis, Maya is attacked by a man many times her age and has to live with the consequences for a lifetime. Years later, Maya learns that love for herself, the kindness of others, her own strong spirit, and the ideas of great authors such as William Shakespeare will allow her to be free instead of in prison. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou. Weekdays at noon and 2 a.m. on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 36 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 50s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.